Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Welcome to the SDS conferencing system. One other party is in this conference.
From the depths of Lake Michigan, remote viewing from Chicago's northwest side, this is Vintage Cop with Jazz Maz, exclusively on Anon Radio. Now, here's Jazz. Open VoIP 929-299-1269. Open VoIP 929-299-1269. Open VoIP 929-299-1269. Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
There are two other parties in this conference.
Hello, this is Jazmaz. I wonder who the other mystery caller is. We often have a mystery caller on the conference bridge. I mean, obviously one is the connection to OpenVoIP. Who knows what the other one is? So, once again, this is Jazmaz on SDF. OpenVoIP on anonradio.net, occasionally Friday nights, technically Saturday mornings in the UTC time zone. It's over 200 hours. UTC is Vintage Comp, sometimes referred to as Vintage CompuTalk, when I actually managed to have a conversation with individuals or have a coherent subject matter to talk about, which I do not really have today. I just thought I would call in since I've got a little bit of downtime and time to kill. Actually, I should be probably mulling more stuff into the basement, but I think I am taking a break at this point. And I will remind people that the number to call is 929-299-1269 or extension 1088 from your SDF Voice over IP account. More information can be found at sdf.org in the tutorial section about the telephone system. I guess I will take a peek at SDF Combo chat and see if anyone is paying any attention there. Combo chat being SDF's sort of long-running multi-user chat system. Just email warnings for stuff. Oh well, what's going on? Cleaning up the workroom, might be doing some scuzzy troubleshooting with a friend over the weekend. He's been struggling with a Apple Macintosh Quadro of some flavor, I think like a 700 or something like that. Trying to get it to boot from anything other than the factory supplied drive. I know in the old world ROM, 68K, Motorola 68K based Macs, the ROMs were typically serialized to boot sort of Apple drives that were manufactured specifically for Apple, so they have sort of, unique series of serial numbers to prevent people from just, you know, slapping any old drive in, which is annoying, but perhaps in the early days it made some sense to only permit drives that were tested
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
As time went on,